It started as a high-flying game at Oracle Arena where the Warriors set a strong tone early, staying on the attack with some great energy, but it unravels, resulting in an overtime loss to the Timberwolves, where we did see both Andre Iguodala and Andrew Bogut return to action. An early going, Stephen Curry getting the offense in motion, connecting with Bogut, who had finished the night with a double-double, 15 rebounds and 10 points. Harrison Barnes putting some power on display with a 20-point night, while Curry had 4 3-pointers, part of a 21-point, 15-assist evening. And Klay Thompson added a team-high 28 points with 4 trays as well, while Sean Livingston also had 14 points. But in the end, it's the second home loss of the season, 124-117, the final in OT. Here's head coach Steve Kerr's postgame comments.
What did you tell the guys after this one tonight?
I told them I thought we lost the game in the last 6 minutes of the first quarter. If that makes any sense. We came out and played a phenomenal first 6 minutes, locked in on both ends. And then we decided to turn it into a show, and we started turning the ball over like crazy. And that last part of the first quarter, early part of the second quarter, we completely lost all the rhythm that we had built. And from that point on, we just didn't have anything going, you know, and we couldn't find any rhythm. And couldn't find any flow to the game, and then we couldn't stop them either. And part of that was, you know, if we weren't turning it over, we were taking bad shots at the rim, and then we had no transition defense set up. So it was a pretty bad night all around after the first 6 minutes.
Steve, they were very aggressive tonight. I mean, for much of the game, they were the aggressors. But did that mostly explain the free throw disparity there?
Yeah. I've got no complaints about free throw disparity. They earned it. They were the aggressors, and they attacked us, and we were on our heels, you know, after that first part of the game.
I think I know what you mean when you said turn it into a show, but could you define that further?
Well,
it's a concern.
We always talk to our guys about, you know, hit the first open man, and we're not hitting the first open man. We're trying to make, you know, the great play. We're trying to hit the home run instead of just a bunch of singles. And when we start doing that, it takes away from the rhythm of the game. And usually that leads to turnovers. And in this league, you know, with the athletes that everybody has, particularly Minnesota, the speed they have, if you turn it over or if you take bad shots without good transition defense set up, then you're in real trouble. And that was the main thing. I mean, we had 24 turnovers for 31 points. They had 28 fast break points. And the shame of it is we were really rolling early. We had such a good start to the game. We were taking care of the ball. We were defending. We had them on their heels. And if we had continued to be solid, we would have been fine. But we got totally away from ourselves, and then after that, it was bad all around. Bad coaching, bad playing, bad everything.
Coach, thank you. As the game went on, did you see anything that looked like fatigue in your opinion?
No.
It seemed like you didn't go to Draymond at center towards the end of the fourth quarter, till the last minute. What process informed that?
Bogut was our best player tonight, and Towns is a tough cover, and I wanted Bogut on the floor. I thought he deserved to be on the floor, and I liked what he was doing, and so that's why I had him out there.
The 95-96 Bulls team lost two of their last four home games. Do you see similarities in what's happening here, or why it's happening, or is it completely different for each team?
No, it's very, very similar, actually. You got so much media attention and everybody talking about breaking the record and all that stuff, and then you kind of lose focus a little bit. So, yeah, the same thing happened 20 years ago. We didn't play very well down the stretch. You know, even the game that we broke the record, we played very poorly. So this doesn't surprise me. You know, it's. I think it's easy to get lost in all this stuff. We haven't been very dialed in of late. And good news is, I think we're perfectly capable of getting locked in and playing much better, and we should, because our eyes should be a little more open to the danger and the possibility that's out there when you mess around with the game and you don't play the way you should. This team is too good to play that way.
On that same vein, the turnover thing has come up periodically a lot for a team that's won 69 games. What is there left to be said that hasn't already been said in terms of coaching, in terms of player to player? Where can you go from here?
Exactly what I said before. Don't try to hit the home run. We tried to hit too many home runs, and all it is move the ball to the open guy. Keep moving it to the open guy. When we do that, we're really hard to beat. When we get away from that, then everything can kind of unravel on us.
And here's Stephen Curry as well from tonight's postgame.
We put ourselves in a position that it's a realistic goal, and you got to embrace the challenge. It's obviously not easy to get it done. We're proving that right now, but I don't think it's anything that's weighing us down or anything like that on the floor. We just haven't played well in the last two of the last three home games, and it's amplified now because we're so close to the goal. So it'd be a challenge for us, and something that we really need to focus on these last four games is to, as much as we can, as best we can, focus on the 48-minute execution and focus, as opposed to winning games, because how we play is more important for the playoffs, and we need to focus on that.
How did you feel about your performance? Was it mostly missing shots that you usually make, or was there something that you would have wanted to do different looking back on it?
I haven't watched the film, and kind of just the assessment now is the first half shooting the ball was kind of out of the ordinary. Shots I normally make, and wasn't really concerned about it. Down the stretch in the fourth quarter, probably wanted to kind of take my time a little bit more and get to my spots and kind of control the possession possessions a little bit better. But overall, I thought was able to bounce back from that crazy, weird, shooting in the first half and have some impact on the game. But down the stretch, I just got to kind of slow down a little bit.
Steph, how much of it is a drain to have that razor-sharp focus for 82 games? Because a lot of times teams can kind of just let a couple games go and not worry, but it seems like with this chase, you guys always have to have your antennas up. How tough is it to maintain that?
The reason no team has been in the position we are, with a realistic chance of breaking that record. So it is challenging. I think we've excelled at that consistent focus over the course of the season. But for any team, down the stretch leading into the playoffs, this is where you want to get right and get, sharpen up the details of what we do. And regardless for us, I think how much, focus is taken to get to this point, we think we have a lot left in the tank to finish it out these last four games and then these last 2.5 months leading into the goal of winning a championship. So it can't be an excuse that we put ourselves in a situation and now it's draining us to finish. I think we're mature enough and think we have enough of an edge to get it done. We just got to figure it out.
Steph, when you change your sneakers at halftime, which you did today, is that more of a psychological thing or a physical 100%. Feel thing?
No, it's all just mind games, just having fun with myself. I doubt the white shoes had anything to do with 0-for-8, and I doubt the yellow shoes helped me make a 3. It's just something that I've done for a while just to kind of maybe get a little jolt psychologically of just, hey, I got a fresh pair of kicks. Let's have a fresh half. That's basically it.
There's such a frenzy on the outside when you guys lose, especially a game that we all had marked down as a win. What is it like in the locker room after a game like this?
frustration with a mixture of kind of optimism, knowing, you know, it's not the end of the world. It does suck to lose at home against a team that we probably should have beaten, but, you know, they outplayed us tonight, so got to, you know, take that on the chin and keep moving forward. But with what's in front of us, you know, it hurts to not play our best and not have, you know, do what we need to do to get a win. So it was kind of quiet, but kind of, you know, look around and everybody's kind of giving each other head nods and dapping each other up, knowing, you know, tomorrow's a new day, still in a great position to get that number one seed, you know, try to go 4-0 down the stretch to get the record. And, you know, we'll be ourselves hopefully sooner than later.
Steph, does the home aspect of this matter in your mind going forward? Just that idea that you go so long not losing here, teams feel like they, you know, they're down 10 at the jump, and then you lose 2 or 3. Is there any actual ripple effect of that, you think?
No, I mean, the 2 games we've lost, you know, we've had somewhat control of the game and you know, just ran up against 2 teams that played better than we did. And, you know, we tonight, I know, like, Minnesota probably had nothing to lose coming out here, just a young team that has a lot of talent, and when they put it together, they're pretty tough. So, you know, if we don't have that kind of, you know, toughness about us down the stretch like we showed tonight in the fourth quarter, you know, we're obviously capable of being beat. And you know, we're not invincible, so we have to play, you know, our game and you know, that top-notch level that we need to win. So we just didn't have it, and know that this is what can happen if we don't bring it. So, you know, just because we show up at Oracle Arena doesn't mean we're, you know, guaranteed to win, and we've proven that.
You said this was a team that you should have beaten. Can you expound a little bit more about this young team and the future that they have?
They got a lot of great pieces and some guys that have, you know, shown that they belong in this league and have been playing at a high level. So, you know, when you give, I don't know if we gave them confidence, but when they come in and play the way they did, you know, they're tough. And just like they showed it when we went to Minnesota, they had, you know, it was a tough win up there too. So they're going to be great, you know, down the stretch, or, you know, in the years to come. But we didn't have our best tonight.
Thursday night, the Spurs visit for the first of 2 games against San Antonio out of the 4 remaining before the playoffs. I'm Lawrence Scott with this Warrior Sound game recap.